All right. This is Alex calling from Archstop Fiber. Can I speak to Lee Johnson?
You got him. How you doing today?
I'm good. Matt told me to call. You said you were struggling with a printer.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, it just gets frustrating. Number one, you know, I call HP because it's an HP printer, and they basically tell me because I've had it for over 4 years, I am no longer eligible for their technical support.
What?
Yeah, and they want me to buy a new printer. So I am just, you know, I'm losing it. I'm sorry. What I'm trying to find out, my printer is not working.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hooked up just wireless. I didn't do anything with Ethernet cables. I did run a wireless test report. And let me just find it here a second. And it says the wireless radio on your HP printer is currently turned off. Would that mean anything to you at all?
Yeah, so that's like how it connects to like Wi-Fi, that wireless radio on the printer. So you might have just turned off Wi-Fi on it.
I don't know what changed it to happen. That's what my kind of I'm saying. I don't know why all of a sudden it is off. Would you have any way that? What am I supposed to get into the HP, into some type of setting mode, and there should be something there to turn that?
Yeah, there should
on.
Be like I don't know what like exact HP printer you have, but if it's similar to like the LaserJet one that I have now, it should have is there a little touchscreen, like a touchscreen on it?
There's no screen. It is a LaserJet model M209DW. The only buttons it has on the top of it, it has a very small button, which is with the Bluetooth symbol. Then you have an I, which is for information button. Then you have an arrow button to advance. You have an X button to cancel. Mm-hmm. And then you have a button for power. Right now, on the front of it, it's coming up. It's showing me a white bar going across the front, which does not anywhere in the reference guide say what a white bar is for. Now, what I was just going to do, which I don't know if I got enough ports. Let's see here a second. Yeah, what I think I'm going to do you, if I hooked an Ethernet cable from whatever the modem router, whatever you guys call, directly to the back of this, do you think that should solve the problem?
I mean, yeah, because then it wouldn't need the wireless.
Okay.
But there's no like wireless button on there, like a button for like Wi-Fi.
There is, yes, but when I push it, hold on a second.
push and hold it for like 5 seconds.
Right now, the Wi-Fi symbol is flashing on the screen directly below it, a little box.
Okay.
So that's all
perfect.
It's doing is flashing. Okay. Now the color in the front is changing to a purple, which they're saying it's a pulsing purple, which it says lasts for about 2 hours. And I guess from there, I'm trying to make it communicate with the Wi-Fi.
Yes, that is. Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Now, when I pull up on my phone,
mm-hmm.
under settings, should there not be, let me just go here a second. I pull up settings and I go into Bluetooth. Should not this HP printer be shown in here someplace?
If Bluetooth on that printer is on, yeah, it should show up in like the, if you've connected to it before, it will show up in the already previously connected options, or it should show up as like a new device to connect to via Bluetooth.
Yeah, I'm not just showing that. And when I go into the app, where are you now? Okay, go to the app. And hit settings. I hit home and it tells me the laser print is unavailable. And it says check the printer, check the network connections, and restart the router and printer, which I've done all that. See, like right now, it looks like it's asking me to reconnect to the Wi-Fi, and I'm not quite sure how I need to do that.
What's asking you?
Well, in the front of it, it's doing what they call a pulsating purple, and it says wireless setup mode. Lasts for 2 hours after first turning on. See help and tips for Wi-Fi and connectivity, and I go over help for Wi-Fi and connectivity. Let's see, hold on. Wireless, not the printer. Okay. The printer may not be Wi-Fi setup, which it is. I did reset. The control panel is lit. Okay, just let me just try this. As if, oh, the panel is lit. As it says hold the I button for 5 seconds and mm-hmm. release. All the panel buttons will light up, which the only an X came on, which is the termination, and it's shooting me out a printer information report that just says the wireless status not connected. For more information, print a wirelessly report test. Press hold down the information, which is the I button, for 3 seconds. And then 1, 2, 3, and then push down the I button and the resume button. That is, okay, giving me the same reports, putting out another one. This puts out right here, you know, I'm right back, you know, all it's telling me is the Wi-Fi status not connected.
And was it connected before? Like, was it connected to?
I was able to print one thing out today that I wanted to, that I tried to, but I was been having a problem before onto it. Let me, you know, rather than tie you up, let me just go get a new Ethernet cable and just plug it directly in and see if I can work it from there.
Okay.
You know, I appreciate you getting back with me. I really do. Tell Matt I thank you very much, but. Let me just try the easy way. There's something here I'm just not seeing right, and I appreciate the call back on it.
No problem, man. I apologize.
All right. Hey, not your fault, all right? You guys are a great company, and I appreciate your, you know, I appreciate everything you guys have done to help me and everything. So
no
I appreciate
worries,
your service. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye now.